Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting second. The center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting third. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting sixth. The third baseman, George Scott. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Billy Conigliaro. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Satriano. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal Kunz. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Cal Kunz. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Spence. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rich McKinney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bart Johnson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bart Johnson. And now, play ball. Mike Andrews batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Andrews hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Conigliaro hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio catches it and throws to first to double up Yastrzemski. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 1-1. O'Brien is hit by the pitch. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Conigliaro. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. O'Brien moves to third. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of 3-2. May strikes out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kunz has O'Brien trapped. There's the throw to Scott and over to Satriano, who tags O'Brien for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKinney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Scott is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spence scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McKinney hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Andrews reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bart Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berry moves to second. Sid O'Brien batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. O'Brien is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Satriano batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Satriano hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Kuntz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kuntz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Andrews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Conigliaro bunts towards the mound. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Conigliaro moves to second. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into right field. Melton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Conigliaro batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Conigliaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Conigliaro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Conigliaro scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Tom Satriano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Satriano is 0-for-1 in the game. Satriano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Spence is 0-for-1 in the game. Spence hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-1 in the game. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bart Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coons fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cal Coons batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Coons is 0-for-1 in the game. Coons takes first base on ball 4. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Andrews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Andrews hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Coons moves to third. Carl Yastrzemski batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Yastrzemski is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Coons scores. Smith moves to third. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Bob Miller now pitching. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spence has Smith trapped. There's the throw to Hermann and over to McKinney, who tags Smith for the out. Yastrzemski moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Petrocelli is 0-for-2 in the game. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coons fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a pop-up towards third. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Conigliaro takes first base on ball 4. Tom Satriano is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Satriano is 0 for 2 in the game. Satriano hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Satriano reaches second base with a double. Conigliaro moves to third. Cal Kuntz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kuntz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kuntz hits a fly ball into right field. Melton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Andrews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Conigliaro scores. Satriano scores. Andrews moves to third. Smith moves to second. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Yastrzemski is walked intentionally. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Conigliaro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Conigliaro is hit by the pitch. Andrews scores. Smith moves to third. Yastrzemski moves to second. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 3 in the game. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKinney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Spence is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Spence takes first base on ball 4. Hermann moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Berry is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Berry hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Satriano fields it and throws to first for the out. Hermann moves to third. Spence moves to second. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 2 in the game. McKinney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Conigliaro. McKinney reaches second base with a double. Hermann scores. Spence scores. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Bob Miller. Ken Brett now pitching. Walt Williams pinch hits for Tommy McCraw. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McKinney moves to third. Sid O'Brien batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. O'Brien is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. O'Brien hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Conigliaro. O'Brien reaches second base with a double. McKinney scores. Williams moves to third. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a line drive towards the mound. Brett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. May takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Hartenstein now pitching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 3 in the game. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Williams scores. O'Brien moves to third. May moves to second. It's 7-5, Red Sox. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 9-7, White Sox. Sparky Lyle now pitching. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Spence is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Spence hits a pop-up towards short. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Danny Murphy now pitching. George Scott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. Scott hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 9-8, White Sox. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Conigliaro hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Satriano is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Satriano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Satriano takes first base on ball 4. Dick Schofield pinch hits for Sparky Lyle. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Schofield hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Andrews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKinney fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Phillips now pitching. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Berry is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Berry strikes out. One out. Rich McKinney batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McKinney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. McKinney takes first base on ball 4. Gale Hopkins pinch hits for Danny Murphy. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hopkins is hit by the pitch. McKinney moves to second. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McKinney scores. Hopkins moves to third. It's 10-8, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Aparicio strikes out. Two outs. Carlos May batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. May hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. It's 13-8, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Melton is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, he's got 1 RBI. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Red Sox 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Bobby Knoop now playing second base. Sid O'Brien now playing third base. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Smith is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Yastrzemski is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Yastrzemski strikes out. 2 outs. Tony Conigliaro, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Conigliaro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Conigliaro hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Conigliaro reaches second base with a double. Rico Petrocelli, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Petrocelli is 0 for 4 in the game. Petrocelli hits a pop-up towards first. Spence settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Red Sox 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hermann is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Hermann hits a pop-up towards short. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Spence is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Spence is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Berry is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Red Sox 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Scott is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Scott hits a line drive into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Conigliaro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Conigliaro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Satriano is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Satriano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Satriano hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Conigliaro moves to second. George Thomas pinch hits for Ed Phillips. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Conigliaro scores. Satriano moves to third. It's 13-9, White Sox. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Andrews is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Andrews hits a line drive towards third. O'Brien catches it and steps on third to double up Satriano. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 13, and Boston Red Sox, 9. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.